The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning, it's Irish Racing Podcast time here again at William Hill. Andy Holding looking at seven races for you at Tramore on this Sunday, August the 19th. It's the fourth and final day of Tramore's August Festival. We've had some really good action here already over the other 3 days. And we've got quite a few horses that actually have run already early on in the week that bid to strut their stuff again here this afternoon on the final day. One of them actually is My Nap, which runs in the 4:50. But we'll get onto that a little bit later. We're going to deal, obviously, in chronological order and go with the 2:10 for starters. It's a maiden hurdle over 2 miles, and Willie Mullins sets a poser here for punters because he runs two horses here. Short price favourite is Carl de Gros, a Gelding by Gearbox Jury, who's just had the one run in his career in his native France, and a subsequently cost €17,000 to get him over here. That could well turn out to be a bit of a bargain. And as we know, Willie Mullins' horses, first time out, were always to be feared in these colours in novice hurdles. But I've got a little bit of time here for his other horse, Sweet Flight, and I actually think at the morning prices, at 4-1, top price of William Hill, this really does represent a good each-way bet for nothing, because there's only really, to all intents and purposes, going to be a couple of players here. And providing he can jump okay, he's certainly already shown that he's got enough quality with his win at Wexford the other day in a bumper to suggest he could be very competitive here. Won't be the first time that the Mullins camp have won a race of this nature with their second string, supposedly. But it's quite a good time figure that this horse produced when he won down in Wexford. And I like the way he quickened up later on up the inside, having burrowed his way through with a couple of furlongs to run. So this five-year-old, who's obviously already shown a bit of promise, 4-1, he is a really sound each-way bet there in the opener. On to the second race, the 2:40, which is the first of the competitive handicaps here this afternoon. I'd probably have to go with Cock-a-Doodle-Doo here when she made all the running last time out at Sligo. That could well be duplicated here on this occasion, because this is Tramore, similar to Sligo in many respects. It can really favour the front runners. And although there was a massive front running bias the other night at Sligo, and I think 3 or 4 horses made all the running, she could well indeed repeat the day. So it's not exactly as if that victory came out of total left field, because she was a good third when trying to execute similar tactics as the time before at Limerick. So now they found their niche, making the running and being sent on in a race that won't take a great deal of winning, I wouldn't have thought. Cock-a-Doodle-Doo will hopefully be crowing there in the second race. On to the 3:15. This is really a dead rubber, really, in many respects. I'll be absolutely flabbergasted, as the market suggests, if this Greta Reason doesn't win here. He's a really nice horse, this fella. He was heavily backed first time out at Listowel. He just didn't quite get the trip, or, if you like, probably needed the run after a little bit of a break, having looked all over the win and travelled well in that race. But it wasn't a bad little bumper. And he went down to Galway the other day on soft ground, and once again he went through the race like the best horse. He got touched off in the end by City Ireland, but it was a really strong contest. I fancied one that couldn't get into the frame that day. And Debouchet, of course, who ran in the champion bumper a couple of years ago, was back in third. So it was really, really strong form. Odds are going to be prohibitive, and they've even stopped you back in the obvious each-way horse each-way here. It'll probably be a much bigger price on the exchange at Zafu. And you could argue that his temperament is very much come under the microscope, having not gone by the crackies 90 last time out at Ballinrobe when he looked all over the winner. He'd find trouble in a phone box, I think, that horse. But like I say, he's one for all your each-way multiples up and down the length and breadth of the country. On to the 3:45. Quite a complex affair here, this beginner's chase. Obviously, Oscar Moscow comes in here with some reasonable form next to her now. But I was really disappointed with this mare last time. I actually thought she'd put it up to the favourite, Camellia de Cotte, but she was absolutely desperate. Never really travelled, never jumped with any fluency. And I'd have to pass her by this morning, because I do think Conduct Yourself has got a really good profile here for a race like this. I do think John Kiley's team in general are underestimated, but he's got a fantastic record over the year with his mares. And this mare has already shown a decent aptitude for the fences already. She was second to Shattered Love in a very good beginner's chase at Fairy House back in October. Not a bad run behind a similar horse from the Gordon Elliott Stable next time, Woods Well, at the same track. She probably just found 2 mile 2 on the sharp side for the last time she was seen over the larger obstacles. I think it's very significant that Connections have obviously teed this race up, because they gave her a spin on the flat the other night in a 2 mile maiden won by Tornado Watch. That would have definitely blown away the cobwebs. Actually, I thought she ran quite well for a horse, you know, going around a sharpish 2 miles. She definitely wants this kind of trip. The good ground's very much back in her favour. I'd be amazed if she stays on her feet. That Conduct Yourself doesn't go very close to winning that beginners. On to the 4:15 then, and all eyes will no doubt here be on Milquest as he bids to win his fourth race in six starts, following a victory last time out at Downpatrick, which was highlighted by the way he travelled through that contest. He's got to show that he can handle this slightly easier ground, but slightly better ground, beg your pardon. But to be fair, he has won on fastest ground in the past, albeit he hasn't run at Tremble before. He's got a good record going right-handed. And with the Gordon Elliott team in unstoppable form, they had four winners yesterday at Perth. This eight-year-old mare's got every chance of going in again. But I do quite like this Gunfire Reef in the Mags Mullins stable. This horse has stepped up markedly in trip from a decent effort when staying on well at Downpatrick back in May. And it looked as though that belief was going to be vindicated when, unfortunately, he fell at the second last when travelling really strongly in hands of Danny Mullins. Now, this horse is quite clearly very well handicapped off 97 off the evidence of that performance. And off just 10 stone, if he can avoid mishap this afternoon, this King's Theatre gelding, Gunfire Reef, will surely put it up to Milquest, who is around about a 6-4 to. Actually, that Gunfire Reef was amazingly available back at 10-1 this morning. I don't think it's going to be anything like that now, as all the value seems to have gone away from him. But he must have a great chance all the same, Gunfire Reef. Right, on to the 4:50, then on to business, serious business here. And my nap of the day runs here in the shape of Ice Slip from the David O'Brien Stable. This horse has virtually engraved his own tankard behind the bar here at the County Waterford venue. He's run here 11 times, and all these four victories have come here at this track. Now, sometimes he does go a little bit AWOL and he doesn't run up to his best here, but there's no reason to believe that he won't go well here. On his last visit over fences, he was given an ultra-patient ride by Sean Flanagan, and he won quite comfortably. I see that Sean Flanagan's back on again today, and Kevin Bruder rode this horse the other day over hurdles, and I think he would have gone very, very close, you know, to winning that race, won by Ingleby McKenzie. But he got badly hampered at the second last when a horse basically cannoned into him and almost knocked him sideways. He did regain his equilibrium to a small degree, but the damage was done by then, and he can only manage a never near a fifth. He'll be dropped out towards the back today. Don't worry if you're watching the race and it's the first time you've seen this horse. You think, what on earth is going on? But I predict this horse will be last, still jumping the flight at the top of the fence at the top of the hill. And then he'll make his ground around the bottom bend and into the home straight. That's the way he likes to operate. So Ice Slip, with his usual power pack whirlwind finish, hopefully he'll carry him into another success at his favourite track in the 4:50. On to the final race then. And a little bit of quandary here for punters, because Scaglietta, the William Honours trained mare, is one of the first reserves here, so not sure whether she'll get in or not. Green Bell's very easy to back this morning from the Gordon Elliott stable, so it might well be the best opportunity to stick to recent form. And I quite like that form line with Bakshish and Paddy De Plasterer, who finished third and fourth respectively down in Wexford the other day in absolutely desperate conditions. It literally never stopped raining all that day, and by the time they'd run the last race, it was really survival of the fittest. So I thought these two ran really well to finish where they did, particularly Patricia the Pastor, and I definitely want to upgrade her performance, because she was last coming down the hill but ran on quite nicely in the hands of an inexperienced pilot to finish fourth. Now, the jockey arrangements here this afternoon certainly lend me to believe that Elizabeth Dawes filly has got a decent chance of turning the form around, because Finny Maguire's been booked, whereas obviously Bakshish goes from Robbie Deegan to Jane Townend. I'm saying obviously Jane Townend is a massive negative, but the jockey switches are such that I do think Patricia the Pastora has got a massive advantage in her favour this afternoon, and particularly back on better ground as well, being a filly by Presenting. So, round about 9-2 top price this morning. It's hard to see with the form under her bonnet, Patricia the Pastora, if she runs anywhere near the level that she did last time out, and better ground not going well there in the last. Okay, thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. There's no podcast tomorrow, because I'm actually in William Hill Towers myself tomorrow, going to be covering the Wasp Common card, which begins at 5:20. So I'll be back online on Wednesday, I believe, when we're going to be covering the action at Killarney in the afternoon, which begins at 2 o'clock. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.